Yorgos Sapuntsis is a Greek artist living in Germany. From Athens to Berlin, where he moved to almost 15 years ago, Sapuntsis has found his own way through and out of two very history-imbued landscapes. He has challenged history and memory in their own fields, the square, the streets, engaging with the public space and the public monuments. He did, and he does so through the only material he can really trust, his body. He was invited to contribute a big-scale installation to the Transnational Pavilion of the Commons at the 57th Venice Biennale. When he got the invitation, he knew it would have contained different forms and languages he's been developing in his practice.
And then from my idea, like from the beginning, was not to create like one specific like material work, but also like to create like my personal like cosmos in a way.
A kind of environment where a fragile construction made of aluminium tubes and textile create a corridor space that leads to a film he shot in Berlin and to a sculptural installation made of jars with picots and plasters. Far beyond the idea of competing with the space of the Corderie, he looked for creating one that would trigger a good relation with the body.
So when I was there first time and I was thinking, oh my God, it's like so high and how I'm going to do it exactly. And then I said, I count like from the distance between one column and the other. And then when I went to my studio, I realized that this distance of the column was exactly the size of the wall in my studio. I said, I'm not going to create like a space or a size out of nothing. I'm just going to copy the size of the studio and put it there. So that's why from one side it has like a broken corner, because my studio in Lichtenberg is under like a roof. So is the roof going in the corner goes down. So that's why always like one size of these elements is, it has like a diagonal.
The Pavilion of the Commons is conceived around the work of artists, countering individualism and self-interest by building new forms of communities, at least trying. In these terms, Sapuntsis' frequent turn from the public to the private space is an interesting shift in thinking of the artist studio as an alternative public space.
First of all, like the studio for me, it was always like a hard, still is a hard place to be. It's very struggling in my praxis to be in the studio and be productive in the studio.
In this case, Sapuntsis uses it not only as a mold, but the studio is also the backdrop of the video he's presenting in Venice.
You know, it's like the studio or the practice of the artist is actually like, that's not about only the artwork, but is the practice and the mechanism that the artist use, that it could be potential helpful for try to understanding like the society. So for me, it was like, this was somehow the statements like that, the different way of connecting things or a different way of trying to say a story. It could be like an alternative, or it could be also like trying to show how the history is written and how the information of the body is more important as that, like how the bodies can write the history. This condition of the artist in the studio and what the artist doing in the studio and what is this effect has in a social environment in a way. So in this work in Venice, it's me together with people that I invite in my studio, and I use them then as my material of my work. And with them, I construct like some scenes. They come, many of those, they come like with my experience or like my vocabulary or what I have done before. And this time I was trying to articulate it better and put it not in an abstract space or find a nice space to do it, but exactly the heart of my lonely period, studio period. So it's a little bit like a portrait of the studio. It refers a lot also like from Courbet, you know, this the allegory, like the artist in his studio, this big size piece of Courbet that's the artist with the naked model next to him and his painting. And then around is like friends, artists, enemies, like it's all together. It's like a part of the showing like society. So it was exactly like my intention, like to do that, comparing all together also, don't forget, is like the last scene of these scenes in the studio that refers a lot is these sculptures that they are around in my studio. Like my studio is in Lichtenberg, East Berlin like area. So it was under the DDR. So what I went and I, this is how it started everything. I was filming a lot and I was interested a lot in sculptures, naked men or women that they are in the parks around like in Berlin, in between my house and my studio. So I live in Friedrichshain, that's also in East Berlin, and the studio is in Lichtenberg. So in between it exists like these statues that they appear in the end of the film, that for me it was like a frozen citizens in a way, made out of bronze, and they're there. And also it was like statues that they were presenting a country that doesn't exist anymore. So for me it was interesting to see what was the representation of this country or what they want to represent or to show. And then in comparison, in my studio, I was trying to find an ideal way how you can connect, what kind of models you can use through relationships, or how this can be a material of creating a new form, potential new forms.
Going back to his idea of the body as a site where history is written, we could trace a line between Bruce Naumann's video Walk We Contrapposto, where he walks along a narrow corridor, striking poses that retrace the classic statuary, to Sapunse's appropriation of public sculptures. The monumentality on one side, the performativity on the other. A fixed image of history and the urgency to undermine it with the precariousness of body gestures. The way Sapunse has been reading and hacking the public monuments in the past years has to do a lot with his relation to materials.
It's had to do with me also with the trust. Like I had really problem, and this is what I work a lot in the studio, how to connect with materials and how to change materials in order that they will speak for you and they will create like a new... This is also the power of the artist. They can take like the common materials that we have and the common materiality and then give a new form or make it say other things. And me, like from the beginning, it was like what I could trust more of the materials was my body. And then I start, like I said, like, okay, I don't want to make new forms in a way. This was the idea. I want to see what exactly exists there. Like I grew up in Athens. It was a very big love about the city and how I can use the city as my studio and as my landscape. And then I said, why should I find a random place? I should go where the place already are marked. And this was like the sculptures, the monuments, the squares, the fountains, that was already, the city was already had the mark. And then I used them, and I said like the time, like as a parasite, I took from their energy, or I try like to come in and try to find exactly myself or my work reflecting through these forms in a way. It had to do a lot with my moving also to Berlin, that it was the same time. So I was in a city that all these monuments, they didn't play for me a sentimental, historical background. For me, it was like Bismarck. Okay, Bismarck. Like, could go and reach them more easily, as I didn't have any like preconditioned historical like connection with them.
This allowed him to go beyond site specificity in his work, so to say, not to get stuck in the overflow of information available.
So we're missing very much what we had always before, the misunderstanding, or creating like a personal relationship with the things. So I'm always critical if this information is important in your everyday skenography of your city, everyday setup that you're passing and like that. And this is what I try like a lot to find out how you can connect things that I learn also from them in a way. It's like my process as an artist is also like a process of learning or succeeding all the time to put another part in my vocabulary. I say many times like that I am still in, now like I say I'm in the end of puberty. I feel like I'm missing in order to close forms. I'm missing a lot of information, and like the work and how what I do and the process of the work is to learn what I have to learn in order to achieve as a new form in a way. Like all my works are almost like a drawings of potential possibilities of creating like a system. In these terms, in these fixed things, I cannot put another fixed thing. I prefer like in a way to make things that are like more like a space drawing in a way. That's why in the Biennale, for example, the whole thing, it has a lot of open things. Like, for example, like these things, these parvans, they make corridors, they don't make a big shape, they don't make a certain shape. And they're not fixed, they're hanging like from the ceiling. It can fall, it cannot fall. Everything is fixed like with needles. I really like that, to create like this potentiality of materiality that it could create something. In the installation, for example, the title, it shows a lot, and also the jars, like with the pickles, in terms that I say all the time, like it has to do also with the basic things for us that we're eating as people. So we're destroying all the time forms in order to stay alive. And in terms, these sculptures, for example, the street, they don't have to eat. They stay like in their form and the shape for an eternity without have to destroy something. And I say all the time, like this drama of destroying every 3 hours of eating something, to destroy this form, for me, this dramatic understanding of it, it makes me like, in order to create this drawing and trying to find actually what it could be a potential. Okay, we have this drama, but how we can build above it, and how a society can create like connections between them that they're not the totally fixed connection. Especially also in terms, again, the public space, the vocabulary that we have in the public space through guests, like through people that we know but we don't know, it's not our thing, it's very, very limited, and it's very, very certain. That's why also in the film you see this handshaking. It's always like an awkward moment. Who is doing for what? They doing for me, I do for them something, I do a show, they do a show for me. It's always this question, like how you deliver and how you satisfy the other, or how the other satisfies you in this environment.
Sapunzi's experience in theater is another element that is informing his approach to historical narration throughout diverse media, from sculptural installation to video production.
Definitely. Theater, first of all, is a big love, and it's a great concern in a way. How all the time a big question I have in my art is how this starts. It starts from people drinking together and having fun, and then they were singing, or what was the connection, what was the necessity? It should be a necessity that this start. I got an answer once, like an anecdote, seeing like a dog. It was like in YouTube, like a film. It was like a cliff and was snow everywhere. So the dog was going down, slide down on the snow, going up, slide again, going up, slide again, and was obsessed with this game. And I was thinking why it was doing this action in a way. And of course, maybe he did it for a personalized satisfaction. And I was thinking the same could be also with the humans, like that you do something for a personal satisfaction, but then you have the reaction of the other that could be a clapping or make them laugh. That then you do it again, but the second time you do it, you know, you have all the time the knowledge of the audience, and you make your personal satisfaction away, but you cultivate or you develop it in another form. So this was quite an answer for me why it could be. That could be that the performer from his side, he does because he likes it and something relieves from him. But then the reaction of the others is also like what it makes him like to develop it. But it is a necessity to make things that for the many people doesn't look logic in a way, it doesn't have a logic. But then it exists some people that maybe is the arts or common people that they reflect to that, and they take these things and they develop them. So maybe this was one part how the theater was created. Or
and theater is also a source of inspiration if we come to Sapunzi's sense of space orchestration and materials.
I say this kind of piece, like the, in Venice, this large scale, is, I say all the time, like, it's an opera piece. I say all the time, connect to that. Personally, I want like to be not minimal, but I don't want to be elliptic. I don't want to show less. I want to, inside the work, to show also the mistake of its work itself, in a way. Like to deliver something that it has like a state of truth from the time that I am now and I create it, what I can do and what I cannot do. So to have exactly how life is, like to have like a weakness inside it that it reflects like in the whole sides. And this I find important, like every time, like to reflect like more aspects of my work itself. And then in terms of theater again, like to question exactly what is the skenography of our time. That's why I try to create like always like an environment that you are there, that you can understand that all the environment is the environment that the arts propose. And also because, like, this came also because I was finding always boring to start to install in a white space. Then it's not the case, but then I came out with the idea that I want to create my own atmosphere with the work, and that's, that through this atmosphere you can understand many things.
The use of printed fabrics is resonating with this idea of honesty. The monotype prints on satin reveal the way they have been made. We could say the timeline of their production.
Nice, it's nice that you say timeline. Like the first of this work that I, it's funny that you say the first of this work when I did, they call like lost timelines, because I never thought myself like as a video arts in a way. So then I was always trying to make the fragmentation that I was doing in the video. I tried then to do it on these fabrics again. And then I like a lot the material that it's fabric, and it has this also like this ephemeral, this lightness in a way.
Closing the circle, the sculpture made of jaws and aluminium pipes is the last chapter of his research on the relation between the body and the monument, the softness and the hardness, the permanence and the ephemerality. That's why he's using picots.
So when I had like, I think it was in a gallery in Switzerland the first time, and then I was putting all these fabric panels, and then I was missing something of this connection with the sculptures in a way. And then I came idea like with these jars, and then I said, okay, this could be a little bit like creating like their own sculpture. So you have these jars with these forms inside that they get rotten, and they are like ephemeral in a way. And then I put like plaster, that's a very artistic, very connected with sculpture material. And it's also, you pour it in and it becomes harder. So it's a process of hardness where the other part of the work doesn't have it. And then I thought, this could create like the basis in the work. And when I used them, I couldn't answer the question why I used them. And I had like this question at the time, I remember from my gallery, I said, why? But why you want to use? I said, I don't know, but I want to use them. So this is also a reasonable answer of how the material comes to you, or it finds you in a way. And but I thought that I have to use it and I have to have it. Then the answer came 2 years after, I think. Like this is what I told you a little bit, like with the sculptures, and also with this, that now it's like the sculpture cannot eat, so it was connected a lot, like with what is the body and how the body destroys forms and how the body has to consume in order to stay alive. And then it was a critical moment that I took the decision to respect my intuition, but respect also the materiality that I work with. And this respect didn't came because it was a theoretical thing to respect something. It was that I understood that materiality, it's very, very slow. It's very, very slow to develop and start speaking for you. Yeah, but I say all the time, I will be artist for a long time. So I enjoyed also this sometimes, like how it's developing or how many difficulties. So it exists things that I want to put in the work, and I'm trying the studio, and the last time I take them out, or and say, not ready yet. not ready. For example, now in Venice, I'm very happy, for example, with one thing that I think like the video is a big development in my video works. Like the first work that I was doing, I was saying all the time it's like small haiku. So they had like a beginning, a theme, an end. I didn't like that because it was exactly what the cinema makes or what the film, like the beginning, the end. I didn't like this narration of a story. And I tried to break it very much and make works that they were like more like you could get the impression every time you see them. It's almost like a salad in a way. In terms of the Biennale piece, I was very happy because I could mix those two things and make something that you think it has a linearity, but actually it's like totally different parts in the video that they are not connect together. The connection is the studio, but then each small part, small like film of that, inside it, it makes this small salad that I like. For example, that you never recognize the timing. So for example, when it starts one scene, you can see the end of the scene, what was the result. So you could forget it, you know how it ends, and then you can enjoy from the beginning the process of it. So it had a lot of things that I achieved first time, and I was very happy like that it worked. And it was a strong struggle, like when I was doing the editing, I was freaking out. The good thing is I had time, and then I said to the cutter, I'm not coming for 2 days. I let it go, and then I went for it, and then it worked how I wanted. And then I was very, very happy and surprised. Like, this is a very nice thing that it can happen to you as an artist, and this is how I think why I'm an artist, like to get these surprises, how the things can be done and how they appear in front of you.
RadioPapesse.org